Welcome, folks, to a special edition of Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adam.
Hey. Yeah, and we're here with Adam Brown from The Adam Brown. Really excited about this.
Yes. I'm excited, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, gosh, our pleasure.
Yes, big name. We're really blessed to have you, you know. It's not often that we get somebody with a large following like that on
exactly.
our show.
Exactly. So, yeah, somebody that's put out really such excited. A nice, uplifting release like we'll never know here in 2020 during these COVID times.
Guys, I'm a legend. I'm really, really popular in the world. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No, it's really true. Great to be here. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of hard work that you had to put in to get to where you are, and why not? Let's appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're going to play tracks from his latest release, What We'll Never Know, and we're also going to play a couple of other tracks too, just as some extras for us. So yeah, we're going to kick it off with the very first track from What We'll Never Know, Indie Rock Has-Beens. Anything you want to tell us about this one, Adam?
I guess it's just about getting older and noticing that the cool kids don't like you anymore. So just a lot about that. Like, you know, all of a sudden you're not wearing the right clothes and they're going to take you away and put you on an island somewhere and never see you again. That's the whole song.
Cool. All right. Let's listen to it.
So you tight, you know I'm going out tonight. With my jeans rolled up and my hair real high up, you know I'm going out tonight. But I'm scared of going out. On the tabletop, so you know they're gonna get us tonight. When they say he gets and they make you sweat, you know they're gonna get us tonight. They kick you out and they won't let you sing. It's all going down tonight. They let you know that you're not their thing. They let you down tonight. Yeah, I'm scared.
All right, that was Indie Rock Has-Beens. We're back with Adam Brown.
That's nice. That's a good song. Who comes up with the music, you know, like the arrangements, all that?
Yeah, I guess it's me. With that particular one, I wasn't trying to rip off the Who's I Can't Explain. I was trying to rip off the Clash's Clash City Rock, who were trying to rip off the Who's I Can't Explain. So that's it's two steps removed from I Can't Explain.
Cool. That's why I like it so much.
So yeah. Basically, you do both the lyrics and the arrangements and everything?
Yeah, and I nerd out for about a year after writing the songs in the studio, trying to get them all perfect and everything, and then I release it after that. Yeah.
Wow, man. Wow. That's impressive. We got to talk about that a little bit more.
Absolutely. So the next song, I was kind of found this title interesting. Disco Moss Man?
Yeah. So we had a song called Moss Man, which was the same song, but slower and not disco. So it had to do with we were cutting cutting, with a machete, like cutting a path in the forest to the lake, actually, is what it was. And we came up with this song and later added a disco beat and it became Disco Moss Man. But yeah, the name didn't come from me. It came from Steph, who plays drums on it.
Cool.
I gotta say, I approve. Adding funk to anything makes it better.
Good. Yeah. It makes it the time, eh? Yeah. Yeah. It was actually pretty Beatles before that. It didn't really stand out. It was just, you know, some nice chord changes and that kind of thing. But I was just like, you know what? Let me see what I can do with this. You know, let me put a weird rhythm on here to see if I can't make it interesting.
Awesome.
Cool. Let's check it out. Yeah. Folks, with the Adam Brown. That was good. That was a good disco tune. I like that.
That's awesome.
I really dig this different influences that I'm hearing. This is really nice.
Yeah. So who are your influences?
Oh man, that is a great question. I'd say, believe it or not, a lot of the Clash on this record, even though you can't really hear it. And then traditionally my whole life, the Kinks, the Beatles, a lot of David Bowie, T-Rex, that kind of stuff. You know what? I'm going to kick myself later when I remember all my other influences that I'm not telling you guys right now. But
no problem. Hey, next up is going to be Humming Around. Anything you'd like to tell us about this song?
It's just about a young lady, you know, maybe in her 30s, who is just tired of the town she's living in. She just wants to get out of there. She's tired of people telling stories about her, rumors, whispers, all this stuff. And she just wants to start a new life and forget the whole thing.
Cool. All right, let's check it out.
All right. Around and around, I can see her moving. Face to black, you're waiting face to black. I can see you starting up again. In your eyes I see you rocking and rolling like you were 17. And when you move around at your desk at your day job, I can almost hear you say, would you baby, 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 baby. Yeah, humming around, around, humming around, around, yeah, humming around, around.
the way that you've been wanting to work it. You got a lot of style. You know that life can be trouble. It can be a drag. But when you got a game, you got something to stand on. And they wouldn't give a damn with you. Baby, 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 baby.
And we're back. That was Humming Around by the Adam Brown.
And yeah, we're fortunate to have Adam Brown with us today. And he'll be back with us after the break to listen to the rest of his record and a couple of other tunes that he released this year. And we'll talk more to him about future plans and, you know, where he came from and about the songs, of course. So stick around.
Can't wait.